We're up to Sif Beis. Last week we discussed, we're in Siman Kuf Samach Beis. Last week we discussed the Het of, or the concept, the Gedorim of Sa B'Sa. What we're going to do tonight, Mit Hashem and Sif Beis, is to discuss a Het, a simple Het of Yeshloi. And Sif Gimel talks about the Het of Yatzah Hashem. Maybe we'll have time for Sif Gimel as well. All right, Sif Beis. Im Yeshloi Ma'at Me'ayisei Hamin. If the loiva has ma'at mi'eisa amin, if I'm lending you tvua, whatever I'm lending you, if you have some of that, even ma'at, afilo ein hamafteich biyoda, even if it's locked up in a warehouse and you just can't seem to find the key yet, but it's, you're going to get there, it's, you have it, it's accessible, then lo v'olov kamasoin lefreya sa b'sa. But, the, maybe I should stop over here. What we see a concept over here is by saw b'saw, we have a phenomenal het, a very easy way to accomplish this, and that is, as long as you have mi'at, mi'ayisay amin, that allows you to ready to be malva infinite amounts of quantity of tru or payers. So last week we were discussing foreign currency. If a person has even one shekel, he's allowed to borrow millions of shkolim. It's not a problem. What is the reason why? And we discussed this in the past, but same medrash b'lei chiddush, and we're going to need it tonight again later on for other dinim. I want to go over this again. What's the reason why, by saw b'saw, we allow such a broad heta, as long as it's yesh limat, mashenkin by paiskin, we don't allow that. We know there's a concept by paiskin, which we've learned later on. It talks about that if I'm going to be paisik, that you should deliver me some goods at a later date. The halacha is I'm only allowed to do that if it's yeshloi, and it has to be yeshloi hakol. You have to have the entire deal. Let's say I want you to deliver next week 100 pounds of apples. You have to have the entire 100 pounds. 99.9 pounds is not enough. And yet, by the het of sabazah, that we allow even for ma'at. What's the chilek? This question is bothering everybody. It's a standard basic question. I would like to develop it a bit. The first one really who addresses the kasha, who tries to take care of it, kalachiyat, is Rashi, basically. Rashi on the sugya, when it talks about yesh le'mat, you're allowed to be lova harbe, which I should point out is really a machloikas amaroyim, just that's how we paskin. We paskin, yesh le'mat works. And the first person to, Rashi is the first one to address the issue, and Rashi says the following. Rashi says, I'm just going to paraphrase his lashon, but he says, to kol chod v'chod on every single one that you borrow, means I have one apple and I would like to borrow 100 apples. I'm not going to do that. I'd rather have to have the entire stock. So how do I do it? So Rashi, to kol chod v'chod amrinin zu tehei tachdeh. This one should be instead of it. Means for the first apple that I borrow, I already have one apple. So that's a fair deal. So I got one apple against my apple. Then when I want to borrow the second apple, I still have my first apple. Then when I want to borrow the third apple, I still have my first apple. And basically, I'm doing a yeshloi. I'm doing on the entire amount, all 100 apples, I'm doing against my first apple that I have. How could I use this apple again and again? That first apple should belong to you already if I made that swap. So Grashi Sharei Einu Knuya LaMalva. Even though we pretend that this deal looks rosy and that's what we're doing, but it's really not true. It's not that my apple, which I had till now, is going to you because I need that apple too. I have the ability, I have the right, halachic right, to take the apple that I have and eat it and spend it. So if I could spend it and sell it to others, so I could sell it back to you. I could do the same deal with you again. So I get the first apple. I still have my apple. I could have spent it now to somebody else. I'll do the deal again with you, again and again and again. Now, even though we're going to see, you don't have to do this actually separate deals on all 100 pounds apples. You can do it in one shot. But the dynamics, the way the mechanism works, it's all bevasaka. This is how it works, is that each apple, I'm being zayke, if each apple I'm allowed to borrow against the one apple, sheyeshili. I have that one apple. Now, with this, Rashi, not only is teaching the Gemara, but I believe Rashi is trying to take care of this problem. What do I mean? What's the difference between this and Poiskin, which we say not like that? By Poiskin, we don't say, oh, if I have one apple, so I should be able to be Poiskin, because with the money I'm taking, receiving from the Lekech, and I'm promising to deliver 100 pounds, I could say the first apple for the first dollar, and I still have that apple do another dollar for the second apple and keep on going, why can't I do the same game by Poiskin? Why only here I could do it and not by Poiskin? Now, believe what Rashi is trying to do to answer that kashya, because Rashi says, because this apple doesn't belong to the malva because it's biyodai la'oichla ulamaychra. We discussed that Rashi Shita, we had it a couple of times, the Gedulei Truma makes a deek in a number of Rashis, and I believe this is yet a third, that Rashi Shita is that by poiskin, you're not allowed to spend the item. If I'm poisik on you, that I would like you to deliver to me 100 pounds of apples in May, you can't spend the apples that you have. If the poiskin is going to be on the het of Yesh, I'm not talking about Yotza Shah, but if the reason why I'm going and contracting with you such a deal is because I'm relying on Yeshla, the fact that you have it in your warehouse, you're not allowed to spend those fruits or sell it to someone else. The second you take care of your entire shipment, your entire warehouse, inventory, and you get rid of it, that's it. The heter is over, and it's also for you to deliver me new apples. It only could be from those apples that you had. Now, if you have a whole inventory, your whole stock of a million pounds of apples, and I only bought 1 pound, I vowed you could sell the remainder. As long as you have 1 pound left, whatever it needs to cover my deal that I have with you, that's enough, according to Rashi. But if you sold the entire inventory, that's a very awesome. So what Rashi is trying to tell you is that there is a basic fundamental chilek between heter of sabitha and heter of poiskin, even though they're both relying on yeshlei. By poiskin, we view it as a real mechir that already took place. I paid you a dollar for the apple that you have in your warehouse. That apple already belongs to me. Now, really, it doesn't belong to me. It only belongs to me. It's me shapara. It was a kinyan deraisa. Chazal took away the kinyan. But lemaisa is, we look at it, it belongs to me, and you're not allowed to spend it. Mashenkin, the heter of sabitha is not like that. The heter of sabitha, you're allowed to sell it. So if you're allowed to sell it and spend it, so Grasha, very simply, I got the first one, I could still spend the one I have to somebody else. I could sell it back, and I could do the shtickle with you again to borrow another saw. Mashenkin by Poiskin, the second I do it on my first apple, that apple is already yours, or kilu it's yours. I can't use it again. I'm not allowed to spend it to someone else. It's not biyadi loichlu l'maycho, so I can't do it again. That, I believe, is what Rashi is trying to be mechalek between the two. This is all fine with Rashi Shita. Tosfos argues with Rashi. Tosfos Hamagdala Mabez argues with Rashi, and we pass like Tosfos. We discussed this a number of times, and that is that even by poiskin, you are allowed to spend and spend the entire inventory, sell it to somebody else, and that's how we paskin. That's not a problem. You're allowed to eat it. You're allowed to spend it. It's yours. It's only what Tosfos calls the heta for the psika. We need you to have yeshle at the time we go into the deal, so it doesn't look bad, it doesn't look like ribbis and they weren't geyser. But the second you finished the deal, the second you contracted the deal, now you could go spend it, because then you could deliver me other apples, that's not a problem. L'shitas HaTosfos, and that's how we paskin, that you're allowed to spend it. And nevertheless, we see that by poiskin, it's only mutter if you have the entire stock. So you see that this type of lomdas or Rashi is not enough. You can't tell me, oh, because I have the right to spend it, if I could use the apple again and again and again. That's not going to work. Balabatish Gered, it's because in a chanami you could go and spend it, but right now when you're dealing on the time of the psika, to tell me that that this psika is bevasaka, it's as if it's coming to me, but no, it's really yours, and you could use it again and again, is a tata desar, so you can't play this game. Either we're viewing it that it's either coming to me, and that's how you get by the heta, that's how you get by this is a psika of ribis, or you can't have the cake and eat it. Either it belongs to me, or if it doesn't belong to me, then it's going to have a problem of ribbits. It's going to be a sabbatha, a poiskin problem. We have a problem here. So you can't have the cake and eat it. You can't do that. So if you can't use that same apple again, or you can't, by poiskin, use that same apple again, even though you have the right to spend it, so how come by sabbatha they allowed you to do that? And that really is the Rashba's kasha. The Rashba asked the kasha as well on Samak Gimel. Doesn't say Rashi's teretz. He proves that yesh leimat works by poiskin. It doesn't work, right? That's the kasha. And he says the following teretz. I want to quote over his lashon because it's a question how to teach his lashon. He says the following. The Rashba answers this kasha. How come by saw basaw we allow yesh leimat and by poiskin we don't allow mat? Zokta Rashba, because by saw basaw royin kilu lava. Tipa keneged tipa. The Gemara was talking about tipa is a yayin and shemen. It's the same thing. Yesh lemat. If I have one tipa of yayin, I could already be lover your entire cellar worth of wine. That's not a problem, as long as I have one tipa. So Rashba, Ruin Kilu lava tipa connected tipa sheishle. For that one tipa, I was a lava a tipa. Good. The akakach, and after that, kilava base tipa is connected time. After that, I can now borrow two against two. V'chein lo'olam, says the Rashba. Now, it's infinite. What the Taz explains the Rashba in Kuf Samakim, well, the Taz says that the Rashba means that when I had the one tipa, I borrow one tipa against it. Now I have two tipas by me. Now I can borrow another two against the two that I have. So now I have four. Then I have four. Then I can borrow another four that you have. So very quickly, I can get to the whole cellar worth of wine because it keeps on multiplying. It's two to the infinite power. I can keep on going more. One, two, four, eight, etc. That's the Rashba's teretz to this kasha. What does the Rashba mean to say? Somehow he means to say that by poiskin you don't have that, because by poiskin I'm not giving you food, I'm not giving you the item, I'm only paying you with the money. So the one apple that you have, if I'm poiskin, I want you to deliver 100 pounds of apples and all you have is one apple, that's not going to help. How are you going to get all the other apples to be poiskin against? Problem is, das and the Rashba, what does the Rashba mean to say? Vivite, the Rashba learns that I could, once I borrow the tipa from you, the first tipa, I now have two tipas to work with, and I can borrow two, and then four, and then eight. You see from the Rashba that he allows you to reuse that very first tipa that I had. Vivite, the Rashba allows you to have that first tipa and keep on reusing it and reusing it by saw basaw, so the kash is still bim goyim. So why by saw basaw we allow you to reuse that tipa, and why by paiskin we don't allow you to reuse the tipa? What does the Rashba mean to answer? If that's his teretz, because one generates two, four, eight, he didn't really need anything. Good, I know by paiskin I can't go from one, two, four, eight. That's true, but let me go one, 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 like Rashi says. Let me keep on reusing that same tipa that I have, or the same apple that I have. If he allows you to reuse it by saw basaw, so the kash is, why can't you reuse it by paiskin? Palabatish, I saw a sefer, a Heintike sefer, Nasiv Shalom tries to touch up the Rashba, and he says, very palabatish, he says, you're right, but since it's so much quicker, this is all infinite anyway, it's only theoretics anyway, right? But in the theoretical world that we keep on going one, two, four, since I can get the entire amount much quicker, I can get there very fast. Let's say I borrowed 100 apples and I have one. I can go 1, 2, 4, 8, 16, 32, 64, and I'm ready by over 100. So I can do that very quick. My shenke by poiskin, if I want 100 apples, to go 1, 2, 3, 4, it's very long till I get to 100. I need 100 rounds. So therefore, he said it takes much longer. They didn't want to be mako. This, which goes much quicker, they weren't mako. There, it goes much longer, they weren't mako.
They don't go one for one. Correct.
They don't do it. All happens bevatak, it's automatic. But in the theoretical world, it goes quicker. It's a shver teretz. What does he mean? It's all theoretics anyway. And beside, by saw b'saw, I'm allowed to do it against a million bottles of wine. So that could take, who knows, 1,000 rounds, you know, till you get there. Mashen kein, by poiskin, even if I want two lousy apples, and all you have is one, I can't do that. I just two rounds go the same one against the first one, and you have the one, you can go against the second one. What's the chilek? I would like to suggest perhaps a different shot in the Rashba. It might not fit so well in the Rashba, at least you can touch it, but I believe what the Rashba means to say is something entirely different. I believe he means to say the following. And we discussed this, it was in Nagea Halacha Lamaisa, Nafkamina, Kirit Melech Rav discusses it. I believe he really means to say the following. When I have that first saw, you're right, I can only use the thing once. I'm never allowed to reuse anything. So by poiskin, the second I use up that first apple, it's finished. I can't, that's it. I can't generate any more apples. That's it. It's over. Mashen king by saw b'saw, very simple chav. I have one apple. I want to borrow only one apple from you. I could do that, right? It's against my first apple. Okay, now I have a second apple. Now what I want to do is borrow a third apple from you. It means I want to borrow a second from you, but now I want to get three apples. I want to borrow again from you. Now, even though I can't reuse my first apple, but now I have a new apple to work with. I have the first apple that you let me. I use my apple against the first apple that you let me. Now I want to borrow that second apple against the first apple that you let me. And then I want to borrow the third apple against the second apple that you let me. And I can keep on doing that. I'm only going to use each apple once. But every time I borrow, I can go from one to two, and the second to the third, and the third to the fourth, and that's how I can keep on going infinitely. And that's the chiluk between Paiskin and Saba Saba. By Paiskin, that doesn't pass. By Paiskin, I'm paying money for it, so the second, that's it. After the first apple, you have money. So that's not going to help you to be Paisik a second shipment of apples. Mashenkin, by Saba Saba, the second I'm lending you the apple against your apple, you have a new apple to work with. And then I'm lending you another apple against this yet new apple that you have to work with. V'chein lo'olam. The Rashba's Lashon, I believe, what he means to say is, kilu lava tipa kenegatipa. You first go tipa kenegatipa. Sheyeshla, v'achakak kilova beis tipus keneget shtayim. He doesn't mean a new set of two. He means, I borrowed one against one. And then, achakak it's kilova beis tipus. I can take another, a second tipa from you. I can borrow two tipos collectively. It's a second tipa. I can borrow the second tipa from you against the two that I have, because I already have two, because I got one that I started with and the first one that I borrowed. So I can keep on going until I can go infinite. Maybe that's what the Rashba meant. Either way, that Rashi sheet is Lashita, so we don't go with Rashi, so you're going to have some teretz. The Maisis, the Achrayim, say a whole new pshat, and they just say that there's a chibur between Lava, Sabasa, and Paiskin, is that by Paiskin, where it's a Mechira going on, even though you could spend it and you could eat it, but we see more of a real mechira going on. So in the fake world, in the onlooker's world, that he believes and pretends that there is a mechira going on, you can't use that saw again, because I already used it. The first peri I used already. I can't reuse. Even though the second lady could now spend it, you could eat it, you could do it, sell it to somebody else. But ubevasakas, when you want to try to pull this off, you can't take that same saw and use it twice, because we see a real mechira going on. That's what we're pretending to do, and that's why math doesn't work. Mashen came by love itself besaw, which is really only halva. I'm lending you, I'm not doing it a kineged your apples that you have. Just Chazal say, Abi, you have your own apples. We can look at it as an exchange, but it's not a mechir. Then it's not as if it's fully exchanged. It's only halva going on, and therefore I could use that very same apple again and again and again. That's what the mashmais of the Paiskin, the Bak, Taz, Shach, etc. It seems like they're going a whole new mahalak, not the Rashi and not the Rashba. But either way, what we have to remember is it's a choluk, Saw basaw and poiskin. Poiskin ma'at doesn't work. You need to have the entire shipment. Mashenkin by saw basaw, it's enough as long as you have ma'at. So that's what the Maccabi says. Yeshli ma'at me'yisam min. Afilo ena mafteach biyoda. Even though you can't get to it right this very second, but you're going to find the key. Love Allah, kam basawin, lefraya saw basaw. Continues the Maccabi even a bigger heta. Vim ein loy klum me'yisayam min. Let's say the person doesn't have anything me'yisayam min. Then what you could do is yitin loy hamalva ma'at mi'isa hamin. I could make you have a ma'at. Right now you want to borrow, let's say a guy wants to borrow shkolim. He's going to Eretz Yisrael, he has no shkolim on him. We said if he has some shkolim of his own, gazentait, so it's yeshli ma'at. But he has no shkolim, he's going to Eretz Yisrael. What is he going to do? Very simple. Yitin loy hamalva ma'at mi'isa hamin. Let the ma'alva be makna to him, a present. Here's one shekel. That shekel is yours. You don't have to give it back to me. It's yours. Now you have one shekel. Oh, now you have one shekel. Now I can lend you thousands of shekelim. Because once you have mat, now it's mutter. Oi, if you want to be cheaper, you don't want to give up that one shekel. You're going to lose on the deal, so you even want that back. So no problem. Yaveh oloi, lend him one shekel. Boifin heter, that means don't do a saw besaw shtekel. Do it that you, like we learned in Sefal, if you convey a price, how much, let's say, peg it against the dollar. We know a shekel is worth, let's say, a quarter. So good. Here's one saw. Here's one shekel. And we're going to shum. The domim is, it's a quarter. No problem. And then once you got that one shekel beheta, now again, I'm allowed to lend you kama, no problem. And the shoyel in the Tshuva Sarash even suggests something perhaps even simpler, so you can have the cake and eat it, is give it to him b'matana, but give him b'matana manas la'akzeh. So what you do is, here's one shekel, but it's matana manas la'akzeh, you got to give me back that shekel. Then, what you say you need for the trip, 2,000 shekelim, no problem. Here's 2,000 shekelim, okay, but now give me back that one shekel that I gave you at the beginning, and that's fine, no problem. You had the ma'at at the beginning, I gave it to matana manas la'akzeh, I got it back, you owe me 2,000 shekelim, and everything is fine. Means I can create a yeshla even though you don't have anything, which is a major heta. So basically, for all practical purposes, when you ever have a deal of a lending or sabbatah, we can easily, just with a little focus a little in advance, you just think you could easily get by this issa, no problem. Yeshli mat, and if he doesn't have, you give him avoy, give him aton, you give him aton, I'm not zakhzeh, and you're fine. All right. The Shach says, if you look in Sivkot and Hay, the Shach says, you need me'isa hamin dafka. Of course, you can't have. If I'm lending you apples and you have oranges, it's not going to help. Not only that, if I lend you apples and you have different types of apples, I lend you granny apples and you have red delicious apples, also not going to help. You have to have that, what I'm lending you, what I expect to be paid back in. But it continues, avomoyes afilu b'kdesh yako likach oisai kol oisai min osa. The fact that you have money, that you can now buy it, In the market, it's not going to help you unless we see in Siv Gimel, unless it's Yotzai Shar. But if it's Lo Yotzai Shar, this is not going to help you. You have to have Ma'at Mi'ois Amin. But if you don't have that, then that's it. There's no way out. All right. And the Shach and Sukkot Vav points out, like what we said, that even though there is a Shitas Rivon who says that you Taka have to do this step by step, 1, 2, 3, 4, but we don't pass them like that. We pass them like Rav Yishayim, but Prata is only Siddur Rabbanon. We pass them that no problems like Teshaka. Filu Kulu B'Yakad. We can do 1,000 payers on that one pre, on one fruit, Miyad, because it's as if we did it Zachazah, but we don't have to do that. And that's the halakha. Okay. Now, we discussed last week briefly, but it happens to be the Taz over here, so I would like to discuss it here, is that the Taz suggests that the issa of lending a saw b'saw is only if you do just that. I say, here's a pound of apples, I expect a pound of apples back. Here's a dozen eggs, I expect a dozen eggs back. I'm lending you something, and I'm asking with you that you got to give me that very item, not that very item, but that min item back to me. Give me a different dozen eggs, but also a dozen eggs back. That's where you have a problem with saw b'saw. Why? Because maybe those eggs will go up, and you're going to end up having to pay me a more valuable saw of fruit. So then they ask that even the psika. But Zakta Taz, if let's say I don't not master with you that, I say, here's a pound of apples. And it's understood you got to give me back a pound of apples. That's clear. That was the intention. I'm lending it to you. But I'm not master that the payment is a pound back. I lend you a pound of apples stam. The Taz says that that's mutter. Why? Because we learned that if I lend you a pound of apples in Sefal, I could do b'ayfen hata. I could tell you, look, here's a pound of apples. A pound of apples is worth $10. That's it. If it goes up, all you give me is $10. If it goes up, all you give me $10. If it goes down, you give me $10. No matter what, it's on $10. Not only that, we learned in Sefal that if you blow it, if it goes up, you can't give me more. But if it goes down, you can give me the lower amount. It means we can do it. But even het, as long as at the end of the day, I don't force you, I don't expect to be paid the pound of apples back, even when it went up in price, then it's never an issa. If I only tell you that you have to give me the pound back if it goes down in price, or it stays the same, but if it goes up in price, all you have to give me is the $10 that it's worth, that's going to be mota. So at the time, that's what you're doing. Whenever you lend stam, that's your intention. Your intention is to do a boif and heta. When I lend you a pound of apples, my kavan is, whatever chazal allow me to do a boif and heta, if it goes up, I only want the value of the pound of apples. If it stays the same, then I want the pound of apples back. So if I could do that, b'feir, zaktataz, even do it stam, is also muta. That which it says in Sefal, if it's also, the Mechaber says, also luvois sa'a b'sa'a. If I'm messing with you, I want that saw back, no matter what, even if it goes up, that's a problem. But if I just lend you a saw, and if it goes up, I'm not asking for the saw back, that's going to be fine.
He asks now if he's missing a quarter pound of apples.
Sorry?
I lend you a pound, you're only giving back a three-quarter. And the guy comes to return it.
Right. And it went up in price, you think?
Yeah.
Oh, no, if it went up and he's there.
Right? So it wasn't that.
No, if it went up, then we have a problem. Then the
Chanam.
No, you're trying to say that lechatchilo minastam, that's all your intention is. You're trying to say that maybe that wasn't the intention. Okay, so it's a shayla what your intention was. Here's a raya from the Gemara with Rav, that Rav came to ask the shayla at the end, after it went up in price. Why didn't Rav have a shayla at the beginning when he was party to the deal? When he borrowed it, he should have asked the shayla, well, am I allowed to borrow it? No, at the beginning, Rav had a mind. It was going to be boif and heta, whatever it is. It goes up, I won't give more. But when it went up in price, then he asked the... Rav had to ask Rabbi Chia, but he knew that there might be a problem with rivers. Okay, but that's the Tazashit. I can't say it's Muskim because there are diukim from others. Not like that, but it's definitely a major heter.
It actually happens when it goes up in price, when the person comes to return it.
No, then in the Hanami, you can't give the appreciated apples. You have to give me only the value that I gave you. Right, whatever that was at the beginning, for sure. Unless you have the Heter of Yesh Lo, or you have the Heter of Yotzei Shav. I'm saying without any Heterim, the Taz is saying without any Heterim, it's already mut if you do Stam. Because that's what you really mean, and that's all the deal is. But Nechanemi, then you won't be able to take the higher amount, 100%. Another Nekuda is that, major Tumah, but to make a Sikkum of it amongst the Achrayim, is that we're going to see later on in Sif Gimum, Yat Hashem, by Shar, over there, the Makaba adds a tnai that for Yotzei Shaar, to have the, invoke the het of Yotzei Shaar, it has to be Yidu Lishneim that the Shaar is out, the Shaar is Kavua. Over here, the Achrayim want to say that for the het of Yeshloi, even if you were unaware that it's Yeshloi, the Taz, the Shaak, the Opaskin, that it's already Mutter. I mean, let's say, for example, I went into the deal, I lent you Saw. I lent you shkolim, let's say, our example, and I didn't know that you had other shkolim in your pocket. And let's say I wasn't aware of this issa, now I found out that there's an issa, and I go back to you, and we taka found out that, yes, at the time of the avar, you actually had one shekel in your pocket already. You actually had a yeshli ma'at. Is it going to be mutter now to accept back and return the payment of the shkolim, even if the shkolim went up in price? Because if you look in Sif Gimel over there, it says that it has to be your dual lishneim. No, by the Shaar. So maybe here, if the het of by Shaar has to be a dualish name, so maybe the het of Yesh Lo also has to be a dualish name. It's a Heskim that you're going to deliver the apples. Here too, the Heskim that we're going to return the apples. Right? Same thing. Both of them, I'm lending a saw bizar. But there I'm doing it al pi the Shaar. I'm relying on the Shaar. We have a heta that if it's Yotzei Shaar, I'm allowed to lend you saw bizar. And over here, I'm relying on the fact that Yesh Lo Ma'at. Over there, the Mechaber, which is the Rambam, adds a tonight that has to be a dualish name. And over here, it doesn't add that tonight. So they want to say over here, you don't need that tonight. The Taz says here, you don't need that tonight. And the Chiluk, you could say different Chilukim, but the Chiluk Lachari is by Yotzei Shaar, which the whole Lomdus of Yotzei Shaar, which we discussed a number of times, is that because the Shaar is out, you could go ahead and now buy from the market. So you have to know that the Shaar is out, otherwise you're not going to know to buy. The Malv is not going to know to buy, the Loiv is not going to know to buy. So this whole Heta, that it's as if you went to the market and you already purchased it, and it's Beshusai, is Yaka, that it can only work if you know that the Shaar is out. Meshengen by Yeshle, which happens automatically, Chazal made the Khalip in it as if it was a swap. So even though I didn't know and you didn't know, that's already Mutter and it's not a problem. That's what the Taz and Shaak say. However, they both say that Lechat Chila, you have to know about it, because otherwise it's a Neskaven to do an Issa. Means if you're trying to lend a Saw B'Saw and you don't know that the person has a Yeshle, you now let her do it. We know out this of Sephalik. The Issa is even to go into such a deal. And even if later on, Gradi Hiam to have it, and Akash Baruch Hu, maybe Takala Liyadcha, but you still were over the fact that you were Niskavim Lasei Issa. You went into a deal thinking that it was awesome. There was no excuse, there was no Heta. If it was Lo Yat Hashayah, and you thought there was Ein Lo, there was no Heta. So you went into a deal believing that you were doing an Issa. So that itself is Issa. You have a Kavana Ra. That itself is Issa. So the Chathila of Adah, you have to ascertain that Itaka has Yeshlei. But if Itaka went into it, B'dievet, it's Mutter, Abi, he had a Yeshlei even if you didn't know about it.
Does Yotzei Shaar work even if the person has no money? Like, he couldn't go by
himself. Okay, we're going to learn him yet to share. We'll have to see in Sif Gimel. It's going to be in Makhlek. It's Yishayin, but let's wait to Sif Gimel for it. All right. Let's do... now, on this Mechaba has this second, third, whatever, this Chab, that you can lend him money, your Ve'oloi. He has nothing, and you want to create a Yeshloi. So the first Eitz of the Mechaba is, no problem, I'll give you my Matani, you have a little bit, now it's no problem. The second Eitz of the Mechaba is, I'm going to lend you a little bit. And now it's no problem. The Mechaber is a Beis Yosef, it is Egen Hashita. He's going against Rishayna Makobo, Tamidei Rashba, all the Gedei La'Poiskim, Shach, Taz, Lavush, Chok Mezod, and they all Paskin, not like that. Mechaber is a Shita Ziyach, and don't rely on the Mechaber, Lagabi the Halva part. Lagabi Matona, Gezintai, give him a Mash, give him Matona, even a Matona, Manas La'akzir, Kenzain, you have to know if they would be moided to that. But Halva, they're not moided to. And the reason is following. The Rishonim say a Loshin, that every Havah is Nitin Leitzah. When I give you Havah, the purpose of the Havah is that you're going to go take it and spend it. So they say, Zakatata Desarasri, I gave you this first apple, Behavah, what are you going to do with that? You're supposed to be spending it and eating it and do whatever you want. Then, because you have that one apple, I'm now lending you another apple, Kenega, that apple, as if we're making it an exchange. Well, what exchange? I just lent you that apple for you to spend and eat. Not that you should give it right back to me. So how could we do this? I can't lend you something if the whole purpose of the loan is to be able to use it to lend you something else, to get it back, to be able to use, to lend you something else. If, LaMarshall, I lent you something, Dr. Taz, if I lent you something yesterday, you asked me yesterday you needed a pound of apples, I gave it to you. And now today you say you need 10 pounds of apples. I said, do you still have that pound of apples I lent you yesterday? Yeah, no problem. That's fine. Because you happen to have a pound of apples. Where you got it, grab it, we know the history. You got it from me yesterday, blah, blah, blah. But that's not a problem. You have it. You can do whatever you want with it. That's a better Yesh Le'Mat. But here, if you want to do B'vazachas, and the whole purpose, the whole intent of the first Havo is to be able to now be Zekif and to lend more stuff afterwards, that's like a Tata disaster. If I lent you the first apple, the intent was that you're going to go spend it and go use it. And now, no, a second later, or Bavas Akas, I'm lending you something else against it. How? By making an exchange and get it right back to lend you something else. That's a chukka.
That means that you're borrowing money. And with the money,
I'm not borrowing money. If money won't be a Yeshlei. Yeah, that's the shaksa and sifkot and hay, the money is not enough. That you have money is not going to be a het of yesh leimat. You have to have payrit. I'm lending money. No, the Mechaber says lehedyo, that it's talking about the basis, it says lehedyo. His argument to Yishayim, he says, no, that you're lending the fruit, that one fruit. And he doesn't say, he said, what's the problem? So what, mivalot saninu? But right now it's yours, you can do whatever you want with it. So therefore you can go connect it, and keep on being zaykev. You the next thing. Either I'm letting you use that first saw, or I'm not letting you use the first saw. It's a chukka with a little tavern.
What's the guy who eat the apple? What happened?
Rabban?
The guy outside eat the apple.
He can eat the apple, no problem. Oh, if you do this deal?
Yeah.
Okay, but it's b'vas achas, if the whole intent...
I'm saying there's no way, so he's boring, do whatever he wants with it, and now that's how he decides to use it. It's not going to make time to tonight, it's an answer for him. Tonight. It's not limited, although.
This is all.
I'll
be honest with you, I don't understand 100%. But in the world, this is all, you know, the Rabbanim. Could they see these dynamics going on? You're already holding like the second. You hold like this double portrait. Math works for a lot. You're holding that all makes a lot of sense, and you see that. So to take it yet further, the next step was two more. That's already over the cliff. To say it, that I gave you the first thing, and that makes the mad, even though it was Batari Salvo, you're supposed to spend it. And no, you're not spending. You're giving it right back to me to borrow the second one. That's like a tata
de tati. The guy has apples in the refrigerator. They're also litzon. Nobody's going to store apples for
him. And one of the things litzon is to give it to me, right? Because litzon means you can spend it whatever you want. You can give it to me, you can give it to someone else, right? So, but this first apple, which I lent you, wasn't that you should give it right back to me. That's not why I lent you the apple, right? I lent you the apple so you could spend. And now the next time...
It's one of the options that are available. One of the many things that I can do when I borrow you is do one of these things.
All right. I'll be honest. I can't say I understand
that. The first apple that they're talking about, what's the hechatim to that with hechatim?
How did I get you that first apple? I was, like we said in Sif Aleph, I was shown when we made up a price of domin.
So it's like I sold it to you.
Well, like the Taz's case, I did it stam, whatever.
No, but then that's not late, that's sold.
No, it's not sold, because I told you that if it goes up, then I only want the value. But if it stays the same, I want my apple back. I want my apple back, just if it goes up, all I want is the value of the apple. Son, I'm selling you the apple. I only want money back. I'm giving you an apple.
If
it stays the same, give me back the apple. If it goes up, give me only its value.
If you said he only wants money back, it would be all right.
And it'll be a mechira. Then he's selling him an apple. That's another issue. You could sell him an apple. I have no problem with that. But we're talking about, I expect to get that apple back. That's a problem.
Getting the apple back.
Different apples, you mean? Yeah. Okay, and Konami.
Especially according to the Yopshan and the Rashba.
Very good. 1 second. That's why I said that we need it tonight. Image of Chiddush. We need this Rashba tonight. Okay, so comes along. We discussed before. Very good. We discussed before the Rashba. What was the Rashba's for? Why Ma'at works? How come Yesh Le'Ma'at? You can love Harbe. You can't reuse the same apple. What's going on? So Rashba said, no problem. I have one apple. And against that apple, I'm borrowing an apple. Only one. That's not a problem, right? Now I just borrowed an apple, and I never used that yet, so now I can borrow yet a second apple. Now I have a second apple, which I never used, I can borrow yet a third. And I can keep on going, like the Rashba, right? Or if you learn like the other, Nasiv Shalom, Shalom, Rashba. Either way, the Rashba, you see, learned that I'm allowed to use the apple I just borrowed from you this very same moment to be poisik another apple. And then again, v'chein lo'ilam. So l'choy, you have a mfush right from the Rashba, And that's a goyin's raya. You have a mufusha right from the Rashba that you're allowed to do halva, that you're allowed to do the shtick of borrow, and against what you borrowed, borrow another one. And against what you borrowed, borrow another one. I can do that. So he says that l'chayr from Medivrei Rashba, you see l'chayr a raya to the Beis Yosef, not like everybody else, you see a raya that you're allowed to do the shtick of halva, and that's enough for het of Yeshlei Ma'at. But l'maisa is, if you look at the end of the Taz, the Taz at the end of Sifkot and Dalet also brings this Rashban, also, but he bavons the Kasha. And that's what the Goyin says, Ayin Taz. If you look at the two lines at the end of Sifkot and Dalet, the Taz says, because of what I just told you, that it's Chaluk, what the intent of the Halva was, he said that if I borrowed the apples from you yesterday, let's say I was baking a cake, and I grabbed, I didn't use up all the apples, I borrowed eggs, I didn't use up all the eggs, and now I want to borrow more eggs, and I still have left over one egg from yesterday's halva, no problem. The Taz says, everyone's moedet to the machaba, you're allowed to use that yeshlei ma'at. But the Taz just said, all the Rishonim mean, if the whole purpose of the halva was kedei to do this, to facilitate this, to borrow again, that he says, it's a chuk, it's a tata tazasi. Did I give it to you to spend, or I give it to you to expect to make the exchange and get back? What am I doing? That's the tata, the problem. But if I lent you yesterday, and now today I want to do this, that's fine. That's what the tata just said. It's only a tata disaster if it's at the very same moment, but vasakas, I'm lending you something, I'm telling you that thing that I just lent you is only for the purpose, so I should make a swap, get it back to lend you the next thing. So that means I didn't lend it to you, so what's going on? So, what? Haram, it doesn't look, it means we don't see the heta of Yeshlai. So Zakatah is, loit my chilek, now you can't ask me from the Rashba. Because Al Kain Kosova Rashba Gufe, the Rashba himself said later on, that's Rashba that says that you can do this for Chain Lailam Shtekel. The Mahoisa Lai Kvar Ava Moeles Lava Zakakakabe. Vainu Bedeksha Kasafti Tchila, Shoisa Nazar Shalalu Shem Heta Akshav, Haloisa Heta Bifne Atzma. That Rashba, in that case, I really wanted your apples. I had one apple, I need 100 apples. When I borrowed the first apple from you, I'm not borrowing that apple today to borrow the second apple. I'm borrowing that apple because I need that apple. And I had a right to borrow the apple because I had one apple of my own. So that apple was a good halva, was a sincere halva. Once I have that, I can borrow yet a second apple from you. And once because I was also a sincere halva, once I have that, I can borrow a third. There the Rashba was talking about a real deal. When I was borrowing it, I was borrowing because I thought I needed it, so that's not a problem. Mashen Kane, what we're talking about is if the whole purpose, the whole intent of the Halva is just to facilitate a Yeshloi, really saying, like, I just want to give you Yeshloi Ma'at, how am I going to do it? By giving you a Halva on one apple, that's a Tata Desasi. Did I lend you that apple or not? If I lend you that apple, I can't use it that very same moment and say, okay, give it back to me as an exchange, I didn't lend you that apple. But if I'm real, it means you don't have any purpose, you're not interested in apple. Your only purpose of that apple is today to make the next halva, that's not going to work. Majenkin, if you have a purpose for that apple, your intent is to really make a real halva on that, that's the Taz says, it's not a problem. Well, rather would be moided to the mechaba. Mamela, the Rashi was not sure, because the Rashi's case was you wanted the apple. You really wanted to borrow the apple. You weren't borrowing the apple today to facilitate this halva, you're borrowing the apple because you wanted the apple. That the Taz is moided to. So come to say, there's no moraya from the Rashba. It's like a moedah b'miktas. We're moedah, if you do ahava and you really want ahava and it's a good ahava, well, you did ahava yesterday for the cake that you baked yesterday, and today again you ran out of eggs and you needed to bake another cake, that's fine if you have leftover eggs. That's not a problem. But if you're doing it now, the whole purpose, o kavon of the ahava, is only to facilitate a yeshloi that we don't allow. That's a tata desasa. That looks bad.
So if you had a barrel of apples and I say, okay, I want a barrel of apples, so I just give me one from, because I really want to borrow the whole barrel. So I just want one now.
Yeah, but why? So why don't you borrow the? So why are you borrowing that one? Borrow the whole 100, right?
I do. Well, I'm doing it to facilitate. Yeah, but I am going to keep that one apple.
No, but think that the reason why you're doing it in steps, the reason why you're doing a different deal. In the first apple, you're doing a deal that you're going to be shum, that it goes up, you don't want more than the price. And the rest, you're going to do a regular straight saw b'saw type of a deal, right? So why are you breaking up? Why don't you do all b'vazakas? Because you can, because you have ainloi. So why did you break up? Your whole intent, why you structured this type of deal was, kidei, to facilitate the the yeshlei ma'at. So that's a tata desarsa. You can't tell me that that's considered yeshlei if you just borrowed it to give it right back. That doesn't make sense. If you borrowed it, you're giving it right back. By the Rashi, I had already one apple. So I'm borrowing the second apple because I want that second apple. I'm not doing any different structure. I want that apple because I need that apple. So now I have a second. I can get a third. I have a third. I can get a fourth, etc.
How does Matana Menas Lahachzir
work? Oh, that's what I'm saying. That's why I mentioned that in the Mechaba, Zichah Matana Menas Lahachzir, Zichah Luchay Matana Menas Lahachzir has to work because Avah works. But Lididan, that we paskin, not like the Mechaba, we paskin Havah doesn't work, then I'm not so convinced anymore that Matana Menas Lahachzir should work either. If you're talking, because if the whole reason why Avah doesn't work to be Yeshle, because it's like a Tata Desasri, so Matana Menas Lahachzir might be a Tata Desasri too. I gave you Matana, the intent of the Matana is that it should be yours. Even though we don't have the expression Mivul Atonin, it was a Matana, good, but Matana is also Atonin. I gave it to you to spend, it's yours. And now at the very same moment I want to say, no, that Matana, I want to make an exchange. It's very possible that it won't work anymore. And a Konami. And I don't have a right to that. It was the only makar to such a concept was a shoyal in the Tshuva Zarash. And the Tshuva Zarash doesn't address the shoyal. He goes on to other things that the shoyal has. But when the shoyal gave that eitz, he doesn't respond to it. So you don't know if he was maskim to it. I mean, normally shtika called up, but...
You said as far as lending a low-life
there is a concept of matana manas aksa, but whether matana manas aksa allows this ma'at, it facilitates to borrow a lot, that I don't have a right to. All right. Let's learn the Ramah. Hayo loloiva ma'at me'oisei hamin pikadim biyad acher hareze kilu hayo biyada. If he had a little bit of pikadim biyad acher, that's also enough. He doesn't have to have it by him. But we saw before that if he has it in his warehouse and he doesn't have the key, that's good because I'm about to get the key, I'm going to find it, I'm going to have it. I mean, I have it, I just don't have access to it. So too, hayu l'loiva mat meisamim pekodim biyad acher, that's also good, arev kilu hayu biyadai. That's fine, pekodim is fine, so mevul garda like that in the ritva. This happens to be a beisaisa, but aval macherim chayovim loy mikri yeshlai. But if other people owe it to you, let's say the borrower says, look, I don't have taco, but I already lent this item out to somebody else. I lent my dozen eggs to somebody else. I lent my apples to somebody else, and I expect payment back from Reuven. So could we view that as if it's Yeshle, because Reuven owes it to me, he's about to pay me, that the gears man parents, he's about to pay me. Could we view that as Yeshle? Dr. Ramah, no, that's not considered Yeshle. That's not enough. Yeshle means that you own it and you have it. It might not be by you, it might be by a shemir, it's a pekodin, b'yad acher, but it's your item already. The fact that someone owes it to you, it's not enough. And Rishonim say different pratim in what it means to owe. Either it means to owe that you lent it to somebody, so it's owed back to you as a halva. Or you yourself was paisik on it. Let's say you made a hetapsik, you went to a grocery and you already were paisik to buy a pound of apples and you did a beheta and you bought it, beheta, he's about to deliver, he's expecting delivery later on today. That's also not good enough. It's not yeshlo yet. And it's very nogeh to suppliers and wholesalers. I already ordered it from my wholesaler, tough luck. You could order it today to tomorrow, but you don't own it yet. The wholesaler didn't deliver it yet. If he didn't deliver it, then it's considered ainloi. Then you don't have the heta of sabasam. We saw that the gabi paiskin as well. We had the sugya of paiskin later on, which we learned already, that if you want to be paiskin, you want to get a discounted price, you have a heta yeshlei, but if it's ainlai, it's just owed to you, either because you were paiskin by somebody else or you lent it to somebody else, that's not enough, that's not considered yeshlei to be paiskin bezoil. So to hear Dr. Ramah, that's not loy mikri yeshlei. V'chein, im yeshlei b'mokam acher, so too, even if you actually own it already, just it's sitting somewhere else, it's let's say in New York, the Ein Lamalva Derek Lasham, and he normally doesn't travel there, the Malva normally doesn't travel there, that's also going to be a problem. That's not considered Yeshle. Yeshle means that you have it, and it's accessible, and it's here, but Mokam HaMalva. And the Lashon of the Ramah, he just said, the Ein Lamalva Derek Lasham, if you want to make a diik, is that even if the Loiva does have a Derek Lasham, even if the Loiva himself travels there every single day, but if the Malva doesn't have a Derek Lasham, it's already a problem. In order that it should be considered Yeshle, that we see the swap, an exchange to the Malva, it has to be here, B'mokum of the Alva, B'mokum of the Malva. You go over to a guy and he wants to borrow this from you, and you learn that you're not allowed to do it unless he has yeshli ma'at. So you ask him, do you have it? And he says, yeah, yeshli ma'at, I have it. No problem. Yuchal Amava, Lavutloy, the Malva has the right to lend him, he could rely on him. Veinu Tzorach Rai Ledvar. He doesn't have to bring to aid him that Itaka has a Yeshlei Ma'at to be Poisek. That's already Mota. Why is this already Mota? Zok the Goyin, if you look in Sivkot and Yud Aleph, he says, because of the concept, just like we find by Prusbul, the concept of Leshavik Isura, Leshavik Ateir, to do it by Ifinissa, so to hear. Since it's so easy, since it's so easy to facilitate a heter here, so we're not choishish that you're going to lie to say that yesh le ma'at to allow this deal to go through, because you could have gotten the deal in a different way. You didn't have to lie. If you didn't have any, don't lie. Tell the mav, and the mav will give you a little bit of matana, like the shita to makava give you a little bit of ba'ava. So since it's so easy to do baif and heter, so then we have like an ansa'adi, oh, leshavik Hateir to do it by Finissa, so if you said Yeshloi, you're Neman, and the Mav is allowed to rely on you. That's the Goyin Svara. If you look at the Lavush, Lavush has a different Svara. The Lavush Tam says that, why not? The Lev has a Cheskes Kashis. Presumably the Lavush means to say, what are we talking about? Yisurim, we have a Klal, Erechot Neman B'Yisurim, even if he's a Nageh B'Dov. If I want to eat in your house, or if I want to eat in my own house, how could I eat in my house? Maybe there's Chuli Latreif. Treif is in the house. There it says, my wife is the mashgiach, mashgicha, and she tells me everything in the house is kosher, right? She is in the gebedav. I go want to eat by you, and let's say you want to have the hanor of state, that it is a hanor of hosting somebody, and I want to eat by you. I'm allowed to eat by you. Are you having hanor, and it's a tevis hanor you're getting out of it, so you're in the gebedav, but erechitz nemin b'yisurin, even when you're in the gebedav. So to hear, L'chaira, who cares, is an issa here, but the life is neman, edechon neman b'yisurin, even though he's a negevadav. If they know why the guy needs a new svara of leishavik hetera, why can't he just rely on the simple din of edechon neman b'yisurin? And that's when you really have to think kasha by Prusbul. Prusbul is also only issa v'heta, right? I lent you money, and I say that at Prusbul, how you leave avad, and if I could collect from you. And then over alive. And you say, no, it wasn't, whatever, we have a shayla. But if I tie in a prison, I leave over, that's fine, and I have a right.
Maybe because it's only
Yisurim, right?
It's Edech
and Amin Yisurim. So very good. So some people want to make this chilek. They want to say that when the shayla is a pure Issa v'heta shayla, just glad that you happen to be in a gay bedava, you have a tevis anor. Technically, we'll take it to an extreme. Technically, a restaurant doesn't need a hashkocha. I mean, obviously the minhag is to have a hashkocha, but technically a restaurant doesn't need a hashkocha, because if the person who owns the restaurant says that he's made, that everything in the restaurant is kosher, you have erech and emin b'yisurin, right? And if glad, I remember there was a store in King's Highway who had a big sign that the restaurant is tachas hashkochosi. Something my own hashkocha, that's my hashkocha. That's a very nice sign. Restaurant no longer exists. I wonder why. But that was his... Sorry?
My father's out of contestant on the right side. I don't forget
my hashkocha. Okay. Look, from a practical perspective, I'm sure Rabbi Shane here could tell you that it's probably not a good idea to do. But to rely on that, because there is some degree of conflict of interest, even though, yeah, pi halacha, it's fine. But at least in halacha, it's not a problem. Erech and emim tzorim, no yon nageh b'dava. They want to say that's only when the shayla is it's a veheta. So even though you have negiyas from it, okay, even a negiyas and it comes out to be moment, you're running a restaurant, this is your whole business on the line, that's fine. But Shankin, we hear the shayla is a momentous shayla, even though it's a veheta of momentous, the shayla is by Prusbul. Can I collect the mammon? That no, that's not going to be enough to have erech and emim tzorim unless you have leishav keteira. So to hear where it's ribbis when you're lending, you want to know could I be poisek that to be mechayiv you to give back a saw even if it will go up, because that's the kavani. I want to lend you saw, but saw you owe me a saw no matter what, even if it goes up. So that is a momentistic issue, even though it's batim on the yitzavata, they want to say that erechud will not work, erechud b'yisurin is not enough, and therefore you need an extra sphere of leishavik keter, perhaps.
It's more on the collecting part.
Well, it's right now too when I'm lending it.
So that would be only
yitzavata. Very good. You have the God of the Heinz to go on to say that maybe you only need to come onto leishavik keter at the end when you want to collect, but right now when you want to go to the deal, I'm not sure of that chilek, because right now I'm being mechayiv you, so you already owe me, that's all. How can I make a deal with you, structured deal, with this you are a bal chayiv to me, a saw even if it appreciates in value. I'm being mechayiv you a saw, lechayra. The only thing is here, they want it out. The other chilukim here, the leiv is talking, so the leiv is talking l'ra'asai. By him to say that he has leishlei, which means he's going to be mechayv to pay back us all, even if it goes up in price. So it's really, he's a negeba dava, but it's faket. And the geese is the other way. He would rather say that he's not mechayv to pay back if it goes up in price. But he at Tzalarosa, maybe that's why they want to say you don't have to come onto the Shavik Hetera. Sorry? I'm asking. I know that he definitely has a vested interest here to lie here. I agree with you. As far as Lakan and Lakan, but either way, it's mutti, either because of Lavoj Erechot or because of Lashavik Meteir. Now, rather, we paskin Havah doesn't work, right? We paskin not like the Makaba Yaveh Mat doesn't work. So I guess you still have to say the going that Yochul Likach Mat B'maton, even though you don't have the ability to take a Bavah, good, you can get a B'matona, that's also enough. Fine, but that's what, so Yucham Avalavaz Loivenu Tzerachrai Ledvar. What happens if you relied on him? He told you that he has Yeshle Mat, you went through the deal, it went up in price, and now when comes time to payment, he tells it, you know, I'll tell you the truth, I never had anything. I was lying. And I'm sorry, I would love to pay you, but I can't, because it's a ribbis, I'm not allowed to pay you. I learned you're not allowed to pay you back, and what could I do? I was lying. And the reason why I was lying, I was under pressure, because I needed to borrow money, and I knew you wouldn't, I needed to borrow payers, I was desperate, I needed to get these payers, and I knew you wouldn't lend it to me, because you're Yerei Shemaim. You would have never lent me of the payers, if not that I had Yesh Le'mad, so therefore I had to lie. But you should know, it's my Amasa, you should know I really never had anything, and if I can't pay you back, the appreciated value.
You don't believe him.
You don't believe him, that's very nice, but...
It's not a great bottom of you, right?
I know, you want to be, you want to be mechayiv him. What are you going to do? Take him to Bezin. Could Bezin be mechayiv him?
Right now he has no money, right?
Why?
He has no money, right? He has the gear for the money, right?
No, but he's mukhzik, and he's tiny. I'm not allowed to give you back the money.
He's not believing that. He's not believing when he's saying he's not
allowed.
For sure,
he's not.
He has no dinner of Erech
Nam Besurim
over here,
right?
Why not?
Why? Because he's
chayshish
his first mark.
First of all, second,
he has zikas. I could even stretch a little bit more to help that side. Is that be'etzem davos habasah in a pure chayshim mishra realm? You owe me that, so even if it went up in value. The problem is only in Hilchas Yerideh and Ribbis. But Be'etzim HaTchoshim Mishra, if I wanted to be Mechayv and Bezin, theoretically, if Bezin wanted to be party to the Aveira, they could be Mechayv. Bezin, you owe me that saw, right? No, but it's an Aveira here, so you're not allowed to collect the saw, so you can't go through with the deal. So Vivite the Malva doesn't trust him, or at least as a Safik, you want to come on to Safik the Rabban. Safik, you can go into Safik the Rabban and Lakula Lechatchila, but good, you can try to play it out. Right now, at the time of Peroin, who said you should collect a higher amount? Don't collect a higher amount. He said you can go and collect it. Not that you have the ability to be Typhus. You have the right to be Typhus. The higher amount, because you don't trust his chazar, you think he's a liar now. I mean, Zichah lied once. We don't know which one he lied.
According to Klai Zichah, not a problem, because before you had the list shoving, now you don't have list shoving.
One thing, but he's been crazy. He's telling you that it was Sheker. He's telling you. Why can't he have the Maitha? Because it's Matzah Rasha. Why don't you have a Nemanis? Yeah. The Maitha is, with all the threads we're going to say, the Beit Meir says Lahedya, that he clears the Shaila, and he says it's not going to work. If the guy later on, B'shas Proin, says, I'm sorry, I lied to you and I gave you a mas, I had to, that's it, it's all over, and you can't pay you back more, and you can't be Mechayiv more.
Why isn't it Garmi?
Garmi? What's Garmi? You borrowed a saw.
Yeah,
at that point, all it was worth $10.
Because I fooled you, I lied to you.
What?
Because you have to be able to collect it.
You're still going to get $10 back. What were you Garmi? $10 worth of Havar?
The higher amount.
That wasn't Garmi. No, that wasn't Garmi. So when I, it means what? Had I not lied to you, what would have happened? You wouldn't have lent me that $10. Okay.
I still lent it to somebody else from that
way. Maybe Minia Tarevach. Maybe. Who said that Revach was borrowed altogether? That's all you can get. But I took from you $10. I'm going to give you back your $10. I'm just not going to give you back $15. So Loit is Beis Meir, and we don't have really anyone who argues with Beis Meir. This is a dangerous deal. Do not trust the Loit. You're going to have a problem. If it's petty cash, obviously, you know, it's not worth your while. But if it's something significant and you want to make sure that he owes you the saw back, you better make sure that you have this, either Adim, or the Beis Meir suggests, he's Mesupah, but it sounds like he's Noita, that if you write it in a shtar, that you're Mechayiv in the shtar, that you have a Yeshla, and you have two Adim on a shtar, so then you're not Neman to go against the shtar. Either the whole shtar was Geboit on your Haidah, good, but you wrote in the shtar that it was a Yeshla, and the shtar now says that you're Chayiv to pay me back 100 pounds of apples, even if it goes up, so you have a Chayiv borrower in the shtar, now you're not Neman connected to the shtar, say, oh, the shtar is Sheker, and I don't have it. So basically, he waffles about it, but at the end he says, yeah, it sounds like that's good. So if you want to rely on this, and you want to rely on his say-so, I recommend that you get this in writing with two edim on it, so you should have hilchushtar on it. So now that he's mechayiv to pay you back kazar, then he won't be neman later on. Otherwise, you can have a problem on your hand.
Basically, what the man is saying, what if I myself am challenging him? I'm saying, I know, I saw you had it. Still not
going to
help. I'm the Moitian.
You might be able to be toughest then. If you're a bari, you might be able to be toughest. Okay, good. But if you don't know, enochanami. Yeah. But if you know, good, because then tight. All right. Had mutal havus like yeshle meisay amin hainustam. Yeshle meisamin maat, whatever it is, yeshle works. It's only if hainustam. Aval, if you play this deal, aval amamalva masna shem yisyakru chitim yeshalom lechitim. I want to have the better of both sides. If yisyakru chitim, if the chitim goes up, I want to have the appreciated chitim back. I want a profit. Vim yuzlo, but if it goes down, yitin loy moyis to meishadin kishan shalakshom. If it goes down, I want it to be guaranteed that $10 I lent you, I want those $10 worth of chitim back. That's also that vikarav l'schar v'rocha klehefset. Now, what is this case? God in the Rivash, she mentions two cases, but I'm going to mention the bigger chiddush case, and the case is as follows. What was going on here is I did a deal with you that I'm lending you. Now, let me just explain. We're talking about is, even though you have the het of Yeshla, that's what I'm saying, even though Yeshla is the saw, or Yeshla mat, whatever it is, we have a het of Yeshla, but if you make this tilted deal, that's karv l'skar, v'rokal hefzat, that's not going to work. So I could say that the case is working like this. The case is, look, I'll make it tonight with you. I'm lending you chitin. The deal is like this, that if the chitin go up, you owe me the chitim back. I lent you chitim, you owe me chitim back, and it's yeshloi, I have a right to do so. But if the chitim go down, then I'm not lending you, then I'm selling it to you. It's a tonight. I'm making you mechira tonight. I want chitim, here's $10 worth of chitim. You owe me $10, that's but tonight the chitim go down. But on the side that the chitim go up, I don't want to sell you the chitim. I'd rather lend you the chitim and profit like that. And on a pure sense, a pure structure, what's wrong with it? It sounds great. The mechira is a good mechira. There's no itzef. I want to sell you chitim for $10. And on the halva, and it's yeshle, that's also fine. So what's the problem? But if you look at the entire deal together, the tonight built in, you see that the mechira is, or the malva slash mecha, is korv l'schar v'racha klehefzit. That, the Rivash says, is no good. Even though bad, there shouldn't be any problem with it. But that when you lend a saw b'saw, and you're getting back more, an appreciated saw, that we give you a heta of yeshloi, we only allow you to invoke the heta of yeshloi if it's a fair deal that you might also go down. You might lose on the deal and get back lower, depreciated chitin. But if the deal is slanted, that you only have the ability to gain and never to lose, that Chazal never gave you a heta of yeshle, because it's karv l'skav, rak l'efzit, that smells. That we didn't give you a heta for. Be'etim, there should be nothing wrong, but they didn't go so far to give you a heta of yeshle if the deal is slanted. That's considered karv l'skav, rak l'efzit, and that's no good. All right, we're going to stop here.
For other tapes by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.